interesting discussion in Halacha that stems from this coming week's parsha when Moshe Rabbeinu is grazing his father-in-law's sheep in the desert. He comes to the Har HaElokim to Chorev. He sees a Malach Hashem from within a flaming fire in a bush, and as he turns to approach, Hashem calls out to him and instructs him, Al tikrav halom, don't come any closer, shal ne'alecha me'al raglecha, to remove, shal ne'alecha, remove your shoe from your foot. So first, although Rashi understands the word shal to mean remove, take off, I believe it's the Malbim in Parshas Ki Tsetse who says that shal means to throw, not just to remove, but to throw. Why? So the Malbim explains because the Pasuk explains, Ki amakam asher ta'omed olav admas kodeshu, you're standing on admas kodesh. Simply taking off the shoe and leaving the shoe on Admas Kodesh is not enough. Take it off and cast it away. So the shoe should not be on Admas Kodesh. Interesting interpretation. Throw your shoe away. Shal ne'alecha me'al raglecha. A second fascinating pshat is also discussed by the Mefarshim. Why is it that the Torah needs to tell me not just shal ne'alecha, but me'al raglecha? Where else am I taking my shoes off of? Just say, shal ne'alecha, take your shoes off. Why me'al raglecha? They need to emphasize from your foot. And it would appear that this is a common problem in Tanakh. You consider for a moment in Sefer Yehoshua, Yeshua encounters a malach, a sartzva Hashem, in Yeshua Perek Hei. And there as well, the Pasuk tells us that Yeshua was told by the sartzva Hashem, shal na'alcha, once again, me'al raglecha, take your shoe off your foot. Where else is he wearing his shoe that he has to be told from off your foot? Tell someone, take off your shoes. He knows which body part to take the shoes off of. You're saying the emphasis on me'al raglecha is to move it or cast it away. You're saying the emphasis on me'al raglecha is to imply cast it away. But if the word shal implies to throw, then you wouldn't need to say me'al raglecha. Kick it away with your foot. So it's part of the shal. Shal me'al raglecha, to kick it a distance. So a fascinating idea. It never occurred to me that this would be an issue to make an issue out of, but it makes a lot of sense. What's the issue here? Why me'al raglecha? So a remarkable Das Akenim mi'balei HaTosfos, who says the following. Das Akenim says, you know why the Pasuk has to emphasize by Moshe and by Yeshua me'al raglecha or me'al raglecha? Notice that by Yeshua, by the way, there's another diak to make. By Yeshua, it's shal na'alcha me'al raglecha. Na'alcha, as opposed to this week's parsha, shal ni'olecha me'al raglecha. And one other point, raglecha by Yeshua is spelled without a yud, raglecha by Moshe is spelled with a yud. What's the difference? Shal na'alcha me'al raglecha, raglecha without a yud, and shal ni'olecha me'al raglecha, raglecha with a yud. What's the difference? By Moshe, it's take off both shoes. By Yeshua, it's take off one shoe. Another diuk. Fascinating. So many different diukim here. So the word shal, according to the Malbim, means not just take off, as Rashi says, it means throw it away. Number two, why the emphasis on the al raglecha? I know where my shoes are. Just tell me to take it off. Good enough. Number three, why is it by Moshe? It's both shoes from both feet, and by Yeshua, it's one shoe from one foot. Also very puzzling. So Das Akenim, addressing the emphasis of me'al raglecha, says the following word. Credible. He says like this. You know why the Torah has to tell you me'al raglecha? Because the word na'al does not mean shoe. You say, well, what in the world? He says, na'al could also refer to that which is al hayad. Ah, so he says in Megillas Rus, Perek Dalet, it doesn't say Me'al Raglecha there. What does it say in Megillas Rus? It says there, in Perek Dalet, in Megillas Rus, it says that Zos Lepanim be Yisrael, Al Hagu'ulav, Al Hatzmura, Lekayem, Kol Davar. How do they validate a transaction? Shalaf Ish Na'alo, V'nosan L'Re'ehu. No mention of Me'al Raglo, just Shalaf Ishna Alo, V'nosan L'Re'ehu, says the Daz Akenim. When the Torah, when the Tanakh wants to speak about a Na'al, it specifies Me'al Raglecha when it's referring to a shoe. And if it doesn't specify Me'al Raglecha, as it doesn't by Megillas Rus, it's not referring to a shoe, it's referring to the glove, presumably. So Na'al maybe more likely is a moccasin, perhaps. I mean, it's not, it's something that's made out of leather, but it's something you slide over either your hand or over your foot, one or the other. So says the Daz Akenim, he says, that's why the Na'al that Boaz gave the Goel is not his shoe, because it doesn't say Me'al Raglo there. And then he adds, V'gam Achshav, he says, Regilim, Hasarim, V'hasholtonim, Liknos. He says, nowadays, the nobility, they actually have the practice of validating transactions, and he uses a La'az word here, which in context refers to that which they wear on their hands. What is it? Gauntlet. That's precisely what he says. Gimel Nun Tes. What is a gauntlet?
It's like an armored glove.
Ah, the armored knight's glove that they would wear. That's a gauntlet. He says Gimel Nun Tes. Gaunt. Okay, fantastic. Thank you. Shigachim Rosenberg. So the gauntlet was, I guess, the armored hand protector they would wear. And it was that practice that they would take it off as a means of demonstrating some sort of agreement. Okay, that's exactly what he says. Fantastic. Okay, so that's the Na'al, he says. The Na'al is something you wear either over your hand or over your foot. And in case of Boaz, it was, Shal, just take off your Na'al. It doesn't say Raglecha. Shalafish Na'alo. That's what it was. Boaz, it says, Vayomer HaGoel LeBoaz, K'nelach, Vayishlof Na'alo. That's it. Took his Na'al off. That's what he wore over his Yad, says the Daz Dekanim. Fascinating. Fantastic. So now I understand the reason to emphasize the Me'al Raglecha in the case of Moshe and in the case of Yehoshua. because Lav Dafka, that the word now means Me'al Raglecha. So that answers one diuk. That answers one diuk. Why the emphasis on Me'al Raglecha? We still have to answer the second question. Why by Moshe is it both feet and by Yehoshua is it one foot? And just to point out, in Parshas Kisetze, in the context of Chalitza, V'niksha yevimto elav le'enei hazakenim v'chaltza na'alo me'al raglo. By Chalitza it says specifically, me'al raglo. You're taking off the na'al from his foot, not the gauntlet or gaunt from his hand. Okay, so that's again, beautiful diuk. So now the Daz Akenim asks, so why then does it specify by Yehoshua only one Na'al from one regel, and by Moshe it's two Na'alayim from two reglayim? So Daz Akenim suggests the reason is because, let's consider this answer for a moment, by Moshe the Shechina was at Har Sinai before Moshe got there. Whereas by Yehoshua came to where he was first, and then the Sar Tzva appeared to him afterward, after Yeshua had arrived there, and therefore, Kana Makomo, Yeshua kind of acquired the rights to be there first. What a puzzling answer. What does that mean? Because the Shekhinah was at Har Sinai before Moshe got there, both shoes had to come off, whereas by Yeshua got there first, only one shoe had to come off. Somewhat puzzling what the answer is. So, a different approach to that question can be found in the Tshuvas of the Klausenberger, Divrei Yatziv, Simen Sadi Aleph, in one of the Chalakim, where he raises the following discussion. What is the reason altogether why Moshe had to remove his shoes? Pasuk says, what do you mean? Pasuk says, Ki Admas Kodesh. You're standing on Admas Kodesh. Okay, it's in the Pasuk. Admas Kodeshu. Ki Amakam Ashtata Omer Elav, Admas Kodeshu. One looks in Ramban, And Ramban here in this week's parasha says that Vihine Kulo Kadosh, Har Sinai was entirely Kadosh, and therefore Aser bin Ilas Hasandal. V'chein Amru b'chol makom Shashchina Nigles Aser bin Ilas Hasandal. He quotes Chazal, Medrash Rabbah, wherever the Shechina is found, that's a place that is Aser bin Ilas Hasandal. Okay, so that's the reason why Moshe had to take his shoes off. Another example, perhaps more practical. Nowadays, those Rabbanim who allow someone who has gone to mikvah to be mitahar from Tumas Keri to ascend Harabayas, provided that he does not walk to where the Azara used to be, but rather is cautious to remain where only Harabayas is. And again, that's a big controversial machlokas aposkim today, gdolei haposkim, whether one should take the approach that with those precautions one could enter Harabayas, or whether in order to be absolutely certain to avoid potential Isurei Karis by going too far, one should not go on Harabayas. Without getting into that discussion at the moment, those who do allow one to ascend Harabayas, the halacha is, Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Zayin, that there is a mitzvah saseh midoraisa of mora mikdash u'mikdashi tira'u. And if Rambam writes, kol ha'nechnasin laharabayas, you know, what's the guidelines? He says, what is an example of yira, of mora mikdash? Lo yikanes adam laharabayas b'maklo o b'minol shabaraglov. One is not allowed to enter Harabayas wearing minol shabaraglov. So this idea that the Ramban quotes in Medrash Rabbah by Moshe at Har Sinai, wherever there's Shechina, you cannot walk with ne'ilas sandal, that's nugeah for those who are following those approaches amongst Gedolei Poskim, that one is allowed to ascend certain areas of Harabayas. You cannot do so with ne'ilas sandal. You must remove your shoes first. And then that's another interesting shaila comes up, much like the Gabe Yom Kippur, Poskim debate. Is the Isser only leather shoes, or is the Isser today's shoes that are just as comfortable, even if not made from leather? Same shaila Gabe Harabayas. Most relevant for the Chayalim, who do have to go on Harabayas at times, no matter what. What do they do insofar as Nilas Asandal is concerned? Their army boots are leather. So one approach taken in contemporary Poskim is, okay, they're going on Harabayas because of Sukkana. They have to do their Shemira. They got to do what they got to do. So what are you going to do? They're wearing boots. There are some posts in the right that if you could, without losing any sort of ability to operate effectively, wear non-Ilas HaSandal boots, then obviously that would be preferred if one knows in advance he's going into Harabayas to wear non-Ilas HaSandal boots. But given that the Ramban here says that the reason for the Ilas HaSandal Isser of Moshe Rabbeinu is because of Makom Shechina, the Ramban quotes, and so too Kohanim did not do Avodah in the Mikdash unless they were barefoot. So at Ramban. So to Kohanim did not do Avodah in the Mikdash unless they were barefoot. Rabbi Yatzev raises the question. Those who learned Daf Yomi way back on Daf Chav Dalet of Zvachim, it would appear from Daf Chav Dalet of Manal in Zvachim that the concern with Kohanim doing Avodah is one of Chatzitza. There cannot be any separation, obstruction between their feet and the ground of the Azara. And so the Rabbi Yatzev concludes, it seems that there are two dinim when it comes to the Kohanim not wearing shoes in the Azara of the Mikdash. One is a din of Chatzitza, there can't be a separation between their feet and the Ritzpah and the floor. And the other is a din of Makom Shechina, and therefore you have to remove your shoes for that reason as well. But my nafkamina, based on the Gemara Daf Dalet, he says, there are times when a person might have one foot on the floor, one foot on top of something else. And the Gemara discusses, well, if he's resting one foot on top of something else, but he doesn't need that something else to support himself, then there's no concern of chatzitza. You know, one foot on the floor, another foot resting on something else. If that something else were to be removed suddenly, would you fall? Or no, I'm balanced on one foot. That's not a concern of chatzitza. There still might be a concern of Nilas HaSandal, the Makom Shechina. And so the Klosenberger concludes and says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, where the reason for his removal of his shoes was because Makom Shechina, he had to take off both shoes. Where was Yeshua standing? He wasn't by Makom Shechina, he was Yericho area. Why was he taking shoes off? Because it was a Satzav Hashem who he was talking to. That's something else. Satzav Hashem, okay, less of a requirement of Nilsa Sanz. There's no Makom Shechina there. It was maybe Mishum Kavod. One shoe was enough, perhaps, to, in the case of Yeshua, That is the suggestion of the Klausenberger Rebbe to explain that distinction to Moshe and Yeshua's requirements to remove the na'al or the na'alayim.